is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Chaim Potok, born in the Bronx in 1929, author of novels about Orthodox Jewish communities, The Chosen, The Promise, The Book of Lights, and others. It's the anniversary of President Richard Nixon's greatest hour. It was on this day in 1972 that Air Force One rolled down the runway and left for Beijing, the president's goal to normalize relations between the two countries. At the time, there were no relations at all, and so the White House didn't even have any Chinese contacts. They had to go through European diplomats. It's the birthday of Ruth Rendell, the crime novelist, born in London, 1930, one of the most celebrated mystery novelists of all time, best known for her novels featuring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford. But she also writes novels under the pseudonym Barbara Vine, which many critics consider to be her best work. She grew up the child of a difficult marriage, spent a lot of time alone when she was a kid, started writing in her teens, and was very ambitious. Wrote an entire novel in verse about a first century British queen when she was just 15 years old, started writing dark literary short stories, and then just for fun decided to write a detective novel. She had no intention of publishing it, but when a publisher turned down another novel of hers and asked her if she had anything else, she showed him the detective story. He loved it, and that came out in 1964, From Dune to Death. She wrote fairly straightforward mysteries, but also began writing books that examined how ordinary people could become murderers. Ruth Rendell has written about two novels a year for most of her career. She writes in the morning for about 5 hours, eats the same lunch, bread, cheese, salad, and fruit, and she likes to move around a lot. She's lived in 18 different houses since her writing career began. She said, it's a kind of a hobby. I like the whole business of moving, and I love the first night in the new place. Her most recent book came out last year, End in Tears. And it was on this day in 1801 that a very controversial presidential election was decided by the U.S. House of Representatives. The election laws were different back then, and each political party nominated two candidates, and each elector in the Electoral College was allowed to cast two votes. Thomas Jefferson was running against John Adams, but Aaron Burr was in the race as well, and there was a tie between Jefferson and Burr. There was a lot of lobbying of the House of Representatives. There was a blizzard in Washington, February 1801. 19 roll call votes were taken. They were deadlocked. People began to worry that Congress would have to adjourn before they selected a new president, so the country would be without an executive for several months. There were fears of civil war. And the election was finally decided on this day, 1801, when the representative from Delaware chose to abstain from voting. And so Jefferson was elected the third president of the United States. Here's a poem for today by Jessica Goodfellow entitled In Praise of Imperfect Love. Courtesans of 10th century Japan knew the keening of the caged copper pheasant. Solo double note aria for a missing mate could be silenced with a mirror. The idea of a love that completes masks a yearning for homeostasis, a second umbilical, island fever, harmony tighter than unison, dull as a solved equation, like the ex-lover who said, being with you is like being alone. He meant it as a compliment. A poem in praise of imperfect love by Jessica Goodfellow from A Pilgrim's Guide to Chaos in the Heartland, published by Concrete Wolf Chapbook Series, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Jason Keeler. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.